Salut, ici Matt Track de TCKUT 90,3 FM.
Welcome to CKUT, to the Montreal Sessions, or in this iteration, the Swanee Sessions. This is Penny Patterson, and I am joined in studio today with Kiva Stimek.
Hey, hey.
Louise Burns.
This is I.
And Alex Moskis.
Hello, hello.
Four humans live on the air together.
I know, it's crazy.
First time in a while. So we're going to be talking about the upcoming Swanee Festival, which is celebrating its 22nd year. And we're going to be talking about some of the history and how the music festival has evolved over time. And we're going to be featuring a lot of the music that you can watch and see over the next month. It starts from June 3rd and goes to the 26th. And there's
29.
All months long, all June long. And there's also some workshops and other things. So we'll be your guide to navigating the festival. And I thought it would be a good place to start to just touch back, because we're going into the 22nd year, about the history. So maybe, Kiva, you want to talk about what was the initial idea around the festival?
To be honest, we had just taken over the CASA, and me and my partner, Morrow, at the time, and we had gone from, you know, just getting out of university. We're 27, 28 years old, and we had worked, I guess, jobs in labor. I was cleaning houses, and Morrow was working in a nursery, and we were trying to think of another way to just live in this world. And we heard from Jordy Rosen, who's an accordion player and singer with a beautiful, beautiful soul, tarot reader as well, that the artist show, which was like a speakeasy in this storefront on Saint Laurent, the guy who was running it had taken off I don't know. There might have been some drugs involved. I don't know, actually.
I think there were some didgeridoos as
well. Oh, yes. Drugs and didgeridoos.
And beer in latte bowls.
And a lot of tinfoil in the basement. Like, the whole thing, floor to ceiling, was wallpapered in tinfoil by Bendy Wendy.
Oh, wow.
I remember that.
But so we heard from Jordy it was free, and we were like, okay. More. I was just got out of cooking school. I'd been working in a women's shelter, and Morrow had been playing in a band for a long time, a touring band, and we were like, oh, we can't let another venue go. Because also at that time, you had to pay to play. Like, all the small venues, there was some kind of charge to play. And we were like, why can't we just make a venue? I'll run a cafe and we'll take over. But we really didn't know what the heck we were doing, you know? We had a credit card that Morrow got when he was working at Loblaws. And
children,
yeah.
Turn off your radio.
So, yeah, from humble beginnings to what it is today. But when you started the Swoney, like the festival itself.
It was just like...
I mean, for me, it's always been like weird and beautiful music and highly experimental, but all over the map, so many different kinds, from being very punk to free jazz to like very inclusive, diverse programming. How did you see it initially, and like how would you say it's evolved over time when you curate it and choose the people you want to play?
Right. Well, for sure, that is, I got to give props 100% to my folks, who, you know, I grew up in a certain generation, and they were music lovers from Detroit. So they grew up, they gave me Motown, they gave me all the 60s music. My dad played John Coltrane as soon as I came out of the womb, you know, like. And then the punk is my youth, and Morrow's youth, that's our youth. That's what we, you know, fell in love and connected on, was that Billy Bragg, you know, too. So there's folk, there's the political music in there. Both the reason my whole family's in Canada is because my dad was a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War. So I grew up going to marches. That's just where I was, carrying a placard. So...
Where did that come from? What about your mom?
This is deep. Let's go deep. My
mom. You don't have to go that deep. But musically. What?
Musically, I'd say, 100%. She was the best dressed hippie in Detroit. She was going to the Grand E Ballroom to see Jimi Hendrix, you know? She was fabulous. My dad made a pair of knee-high leather boots that he made himself, you know, with fringes on the side. And they were seeing the MC5, like all of that came from both of them too, you know? They grew up in a musical time, like the era that they grew up was like some of the best music on the planet. And the place they lived was just pumping that out, you know?
So that's they were why I blessed named my in child a Detroit, frankly. Yeah. Tried to just catch that high.
Yeah. And 100%, I mean, reason we named it the Casa del Popolo in the first place, the House of the People, was totally, again, I credit my dad with that. When I was a kid in Toronto, he ran the Communist Party bookstore. Like, that kind of mentality, like making it free for the artist to play, making sure the beer was never over a certain price, hopefully trying to pay our employees a decent wage. But, you know, times are hard. It's hard to work within capitalism, I think. Oh. And especially when you're trying to do something that's about creativity and stuff, like a music festival or music venues, but at the same time you have to work within the confines of like selling beer and granting systems and
making it happen.
Yeah.
Louise, what about you? You've been on the board of Swoney for a while, and you've also been, you've got deep roots in Montreal music alternative community. What's your impression of the festival? What does it mean to you, and how have you seen it change?
Well, I am a very good audience member. What I would say is that I had a very kind of confined music palette, and holded it true to my identity, you know, and was a total snob about all of that. But then,
was the palette?
Well, punk rock, of course.
Obvi.
And I mean, you know, rock, very. You know, don't talk to me about folk, or don't talk to me about certain genres of music. And then I was exposed to experimental music, or I guess rebellion, in with different sounds, and I felt like the Swoney palette was something like I aspired to ingest. You know, I felt I was not worthy, and that my knowledge was limited, and it just kind of like made me hungry, and you know, I just ate it all up. So I am always curious about how that kind of like broad big ears happened, and you explained it quite well, actually.
I think it's also like the music that I'm drawn to, or that I think the other people who are part of the CASA itself in the era, because it's like, this is like Detroit was for my dad. I feel like Montreal was for a lot of people in Canada, came here to make music. Mm-hmm. And in the era that when we started, Montreal was really affordable place. It was mm-hmm. a city you could live in as an artist. I mean, this has all been in canon already. But because of that, so many interesting and far out things were happening, like all over the place when CASA opened, in all parts of the city, you know, and it was a really dynamic and exciting time. Just the people in this room right now, I can remember seeing at so many different places mm-hmm. doing really... Can I swear on the radio?
You can.
Can or can't?
Can, C-A-N. This is the mask on radio era that we're dealing with.
Sign language.
Okay. I mean, within reason.
Okay, really freaking good stuff, the people in this room, you know? Like, and I think when I started being inspired and listening to the music too, I always wanted music... I like how the free jazz describes itself as liberation music. So it's music that's taking you someplace else, or transporting you, which can happen in any music. I mean, it can happen in a Beyonce song, it can happen in a reggae song, like it can happen, like it's not the style of music, it's the message, or the, like you're saying, the feeling behind the music. And so I think when I listen to music, I'm definitely drawn to stuff that's, you know, challenging, or it can even be irritating sometimes. Like, you guys have heard Borbetto Magus? Like, that chip?
Some of my favorite music I've despised on first
I know.
Yeah. I mean, it challenges you as an audience member. It challenges your notions. It pushes you out of your comfort zone a lot of times.
Yeah. And also the radio was parallel to that experience for me, and being, like, exposed to just, like, so much diversity in terms of genre and taste and... you know, it was so educational. So it was, you know, there was just a sense of like possibility and DIY spirit and
DIY.
do you are it?
Well, that was it too. Like, people were
do your it.
I'll do my it.
That's the whole new approach and aesthetic right there.
Alex, what about you? You've played in so many bands and so many musical projects, and you've played Swoney so many times over the years. What has that festival meant for you as a performer?
A lot, actually. You know, it's always been... well, it's always been one of the better paying gigs you can get making weird music, that's for sure. It's always been, you know, I've always felt... accepted in the space. I've always felt like it sounds good and that I'm, you know, surrounded by people that care, which is not easy actually to, you know, the structure of a venue is not, even though people are there to see you play, the venue itself is not usually not made for, like, it's not designed specific. It's designed to sell beer, really, even though there's a stage that's kind of the central focus. But, so that was, as a musician, that was always something that was like hugely appreciated. But then there's like the diversity of everything that was going on in the programming was always totally amazing and fascinating, and stuff that like people hadn't. One of the things that like Kiva and Moro were doing was like bringing stuff to Canadian cities that no one else was bringing to Canadian cities. Because I mean, I grew up in Ottawa, and I lived in Toronto a bit before moving, and it was really hard to come across this kind of stuff, you know? So that was really, that was really game changing. You know, Canadians are like fairly conservative, even the weird far out ones. And so people didn't want to take risks, I think, to, you know, to bring up, you know, lesser known free jazz musicians and people like Bormbeto Magus or whatever it is, you know.
I think we weirded the scene, though. I think we definitely, like, now some of this stuff is just not, you know, like, it's not as radical as here as it was 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah, that blows my mind, but it's
true. A lot
true.
Of this, these people who play Swanee now can play other big festivals.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Backwash that just went from the Mart, like, right there, couldn't get gigs to, like, now winning the Polaris Prize, you know? So that feels good to know that
you changed the game.
Things are reverberating, you know, mm-hmm. and that, you know, when you make music that speaks from your real heart. And like, I think that's one of the things, like one of the most influential things I think I saw at Swanee was when Milford Graves did his talk and we showed that movie about his, like, I can't even describe his heart machine. Yeah. Alex, can you describe that thing?
Not really. I mean, it, gosh.
He plays the rhythms of the heart in some, like a drummer, in some crazy, beautiful ways. And he's hooked himself up to all these machines. And then he ended up getting sick in his heart and tried to heal himself with the music. And this year has been crazy for me, guys. You know, I think COVID has been crazy for everybody, too. You know, like this past few years, like the whole world has lived in trauma.
Bring you the oldies, old calypso, old soca, like a old steel pan, so disco funk, like an old R&B and old reggae.
Hey, I am.
You are Sister B.
You are?
DJ Sean.
He is? You're right to laugh. You answer good this time. So apologies for technical difficulties. It was a mad scramble, but we're on and we're playing Patrice Roberts So you know that, well, if nothing else, we know she coming. We hear she coming, right? So, and that's next week. Next week is supposed to be Carrie Fiesta.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's all I could say. I see a flyer. That's all I could say, right? So we will see what...
That's crazy.
Look, child, don't get into no controversy with these people. Although I'm good to all cuss them, but they're not on my agenda for cussing today. I have a good agenda today, right? I even wrote it down and I numbered the agenda today. So meeting call to order, right? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
First, we want to congratulate Jem, also known as Angela, right, on her retirement. Beautiful event last night.
And that event was planned by me.
Okay, all right, dear. Whatever, dear. I hear you, dear. Okay, whatever. Right? So that was last night. That was wonderful. I want to also give props to MCSO. About 35, 40, 50 people were there. But man, were they dancing whole night. So that was a lot of fun. Nobody didn't care at all. And I saw some people, me and see them in 3 years, right? So that was a joy, right? So we got that out of the way. So number one, we have enough people to say happy birthday to. It's like it's a, to use my favorite word, it's a birthday-us month, right?
Well, I have a word. It's like a birthday celebration.
Okay. All right. That's what birthday us move. Yesterday, well, let's go even further back. Our beloved Gail Braithwaite, right?
Yeah.
Miss Yonique herself. She's the queen of Yonique, right? Then yesterday, who's the person who bakes the best sweet bread in the world?
Auntie Nola.
Auntie Nola. So, Nola Julian. Today, one of the best in Canada in terms of mass man, right? Stephen Payne.
Who happened to be my, I'm not saying.
Your godfather, alrighty. Kathy Grant, who has the veterans website. Those of you remember beloved Jerry Wiener, former minister of multiculturalism. He turns 89 today. Jerome James, right? Of people.
Give a big congratulations to Aaliyah,
Who graduated, yes. Arlene Dunawah, Amanda Strawn, right? Their birthdays happen. Andrew Harris, Warren Williams. There are plenty people, right? So we're going to do all of that, right? So we have to sing good. Ready?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Nephew and the church singing this morning sup the high notes for me. But people, these are beloveds. These are our beloveds. So if you're praying people, say a prayer for their continued health, right? Okay, so we did the birthday and we're going to play some more Patrice Roberts. Look online, right? I tried to see if I could get a ticket to give away, but them thing is long time king. Now that they have Facebook, these promoters don't feel like they have to give you tickets to give away again, you know. Or maybe it's me they don't like, right? Anyway, I don't care. I'm in such a good mood, right? When we return, we're going to review yesterday's cultural day at Marcel Grenier Park.
All of my money,
and we'll talk about Father
Jim. It not mean anything if I don't have
love you. Cause you are my everything. And I'm gonna do anything. Go put that on everything, oh, for you. If I give you all my love, and would you treasure? Would you cherish it and never let me go? Cause you're not gonna find someone to love you better, oh. If I want to left for certain, I want to, you. Make I go love you, cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. Make I go love you, tender, 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 tender. Make I go love you, cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. Make I go love you, tender, tender, oh, tender, oh. My love, they eternal, eternally, eternally, eternally. I love you for eternity. Oh, my love, they eternal. Eternally, 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 I love you for eternity. I'll swim the deepest ocean to show my devotion. Yeah, you know, see me open like a window, my love. I go walla walla for you. You know, see me feel you, baby. That body they good, oh, nah, nah. If I give you all my love, and would you treasure? Make I go love you, cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. Make I go love you, tender, 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 tender. Make I go love you, cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. Make I go love you, tender, tender, oh, tender, oh. My love is eternal, eternally, eternally, eternally. I love you for eternity. Oh, my love is eternal. Eternally, 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 I love you for eternity. Oh, you give me plenty, plenty love. You give me plenty, plenty love. You give me plenty, plenty, oh. Oh, what you doing with your time? I'm not in town right now, but better days are coming.
DJ Storm.
Yes.
The 21st was summer.
Yeah.
The first day of summer.
Yeah.
And my goodness, this weekend, did we ever get summer?
Yeah.
Let's start with Friday.
Yeah.
The Saint Jean Baptiste Day.
Yeah.
What did we do?
We went to the beach.
Okay, so we went to graduation party. And then yesterday, what did we do? I want you, in your words, to tell me what we did yesterday.
We went to the cultural day.
Cultural day. Insta Montreal Multicultural Day.
Yeah.
It was the first one.
Yeah.
You give me your impressions. Now, pull down your mic. Put it to
I
you.
I have a few complaints, though. Okay.
All right, but give me the good stuff first.
The good stuff is I had fun.
You had fun?
Yeah.
What else did you like about the day?
It was nice. I like how everybody just come together dressed up.
Yeah.
And it makes me so... people came out to support.
To support.
All the culture.
All the cultures.
Yeah.
Out of all the cultures you saw yesterday, and you saw a lot of things on stage, think good. What was your favorite one?
Just seeing all the performers.
Yeah, pick one. No, you're not getting away today. Pick one.
Besides me, Western.
You like Westcan?
They put...
Okay, but we're biased. We're Westcan people. So besides me, you, and Westcan, because we know that culture, and the whole point of it is for us to learn about other cultures. Name the thing you saw that you really, really say, yeah, man.
The Kanawaki.
The Kanawaki indigenous dancers.
They really put on a good performance.
They did. I especially liked the cutting of the ribbons with the two indigenous children. And for me, when they talked about... being on indigenous land, right? Because they never, ever gave up the land, right? That took on a poignant difference because normally it's other communities I've heard it from. I've had yet to hear it from an indigenous group. So I think that was important. And you're right, they were very good. And just watching the feet, he was really a professional. Because he talked about the commonalities between the Caribbean cultures and that of his culture, right? And he was dead on. We've never met this man, and it's obviously he's lived, he's been around. It was also nice to see Dave Bush, formerly of CKUT, there, right? And Dave Bush was around like 25, 30 years ago here at CKUT, but that was good. You're better than me, Storm, because I cannot answer. I cannot answer. The African dance group that gave us dances from many parts of Africa, different, to me, they were slamming. But the violinist who gave us Latin reggae, music and some hip hop, you know, up tempo R&B music. She did my head in bad. But everything, the whole day, Montreal. First of all, let's get something straight. All right. Yesterday was not the Kiddies Carnival. Jason, those of you who listened to Boom Boom Time, you knew the story. You had the backstory. Jason Forbes was here, and a group of them, it's about nine of them, have opened the Multicultural and Diversity Project, right? That's tmdproject.org, to do specifically events like this, of multicultural flair. It's not the CCFA who produced it. No. CCFA has not, to our knowledge, programmed anything for children this year, right? I have not heard anything. I have not seen an official announcement of anything forthcoming for the children. But long before they were to announce, let's say they would announce in February, long before that, this group was in working. They were working early o'clock last year to put together this, and it showed. It showed. You had all crosses of people. I tell you, I love seeing Annette Painter. So I love seeing everybody, Rhonda and everybody, Miss Baptiste, everybody. But she was on my mind throughout the pandemic. And just seeing the ladies of Lodge Brothers there, having not seen them in a long time, right? To me, said something. It was a fabulous day. The location. How do you like backstage?
To walk backstage was like walking in a museum.
And we were treated well.
Yeah.
We were really, really treated well. So yesterday, if these young people, because them is about 3 minutes younger than me, continue to program cultural fair like that, Caribbean culture as well as the other cultures around the world with which we live is in good hands. All we need, continued support, because there was a lot of people there yesterday.
Yeah.
The park had a lot of people, and there was a fair amount of people who we knew for sure. And just being policed by the security team from our community. Kamani ran away so many times that we couldn't catch him. Yes, Sister Piazo. And each one of those brothers picked him up, scooped him up, and bring him back. That is what FUBU is. For us, by us. And it felt like it. And we were downtown Montreal, right at Quartier des Spectacles. Kudos, kudos to the entire team. I learned some Latin dancing. I trying the African movement.
I learned something new.
What?
I even saw some Jamaicans in the room. I saw some Jamaicans yesterday.
You go on as if you doesn't say, child, look, go and take a bath. Don't bother me, eh? Don't bother me, eh? Trini, don't bother me, all right? Mm. The indigenous hip-hop singer was also very good. All of it was good. I didn't have a dull moment. I had to plug in the phone to recharge. It was so good. So kudos. Give me a next Patrice tune. Remember, there's boat ride next Sunday, eh? Somebody find Patrice Otley.
Patricia.
Next Sunday, Patricia. She's Patricia Patsy. We is it, you know? Let me give you, go get you a pen, because it's a boat ride next Sunday. Next Sunday, it have boat ride.
Are we going?
Yeah, man. Praise God. And I think it's early o'clock boat ride, right? So somebody had to come and do boom boom time. 514-808-1610. Here's that number again. 514-808-1610. Get your boat ride tickets, right? So whether or not, I don't know what's happening with CCFA. I saw a flyer, noon at water in St. Catherine. Something like that, I see. That's all. I saw a flyer. There's people calling me from Toronto, Ontario, because they feel Sister Pat is in the know. She's supposed to know. But me don't know nothing. I saw a flyer. I send the flyer. Go get them. Right? So I am presuming that there is Carnival on the road next week. Right? At minimum, I want to hear some loud music and take a trip down the road. Right? I might play a Trini baby doll mass with a baby. Definitely. I might be making a placard for Mr. Lego. Give me a tune there. Take a play in a protest mask. And I urge you, Caribbean culture people, sometimes it doesn't go to the protest. Lift it up, rewind it back. Make your placards and come down the road next week. Me say so. Them go and stone me. When I come back, I go and talk about Mr. Lego. Just now.
This area here for the family. Look, this is fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Patrice again.
Travis,
Patrice again. Nessa! We go kill him with the wine, girl. Kill him with the wine, girl.
That's right.
Hey. Splash! Body wet up. Wet girl, where the man them prefer. Drip drop on a wine and bubble. Body wet like prefer, baby. Splash! Body wet up. Wet girl, where the man them prefer. Drip drop on a wine and bubble. Body wet like prefer, baby.
What you gonna do when they get in the temper? What you gonna say when they get in the temper? What you gonna do when they get in the temper? Wine, temper, wine. Oh,
what you gonna do when I get in the temper? What you gonna do when I get in the temper? What you gonna do when I get in the temper? Wine, temper, wine. Oh, I don't care if you're rough me. I don't care if you're big me. I really don't care if we buy the job. You say you're capable.
You never tell me that you can't do it, so you better be.
Little girl, cock your ears. I don't care if you're going to turn 19. I have a book I've been writing, which is an erotic novel. And this song, I talk about the song in the book, all right? This is my ultimate Mr. for cock your ears, little girl. This tune. You drive back?
Yeah.
Drive back. Lift it up again. This is DJ Storm.
Body good, you wanna bet me for a place, yeah. You wanna hold me down and lock me up for days.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but please,
yeah.
I want this, I want you, and I could tell you want me too. I feel you,
I could feel your love and push you.
I feel you, yeah.
Just say you want me,
say
too.
You want me too.
You need to.
You wanna wind up on me, you wanna push up.
On your report card, by the way, so it's not like I could punish you for studying only music. You made some gains academically this year, right? Parents, big up your picnic them if they made some gains. But little picnic, I'm begging you, your mother, why you dry it up again? Dry it up! If you know how me love this song, I'm in such a good mood, me still a go cuss Mr. Lego. But you might get costless.
You wanna hold me down and lock me up for days.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I want this. I want you. And I could tell you want me too. I feel you.
I could feel your love and push you.
I feel you.
Just say you want me.
Say you want me too.
You need to.
You wanna wind up on me. You wanna push up. Just like this,
I like it like this,
just like this,
I like it like this,
just like this.
could cuss for 3 minutes. That easy, man. I open in the phone because I don't want nobody say, may didn't say what have you. Okay, I'm looking at Wednesday. I'm reading it, you know. No, because I beg Storm. Storm, I beg. And I, to me, had to be true.
Dad.
Now, Quebecers for a long time, not the majority of them, but a whole bunch of them, have never really liked multiculturalism. I was with a former scholar, and when we were arguing Bill 96, she was reading it, she read the bill, and she's a militant historian. And she said, they cannot help it because they are descendant of those from France and some of the wickedest people in the world, because of them have Haiti in trouble that it is in today because of the repatriation and the billions, millions of dollars then, probably billions now. But Mr. Legault, you can do better than that. I get that you're looking at Trump's playbook, because it worked well for Trump, right? Because how it worked well for Trump was that a whole bunch of closet Neanderthals, because I can't call all of them racist. A lot of them are quite ignorant and are being sold a bill of goods that French is in danger. Listen to me. If Quebecois people want to protect their language, go and go breed. And have some children. You do not protect a language by denigrating. That's a big word for disrespecting other cultures. No. You cannot look at people and say, you used to put on your culture and that any other body's culture is better or premier to theirs. You cannot do it, right? You're going to tell me the welcome dance that I saw yesterday from the indigenous people, the indigenous communities that built most of the bridges as we know them in Canada. You're going to tell me, say that you want to raise it higher, but don't tell us it's better.